Without discovery and innovation, mankind would not have lasted very long, would it? Just think about any point in our history. Someone always saw something that needed to be done and sought out the way to do it. It could be medical, construction, what we eat, many points in between. That person turned to science for a solution. Well, I'm happy to inform you that the interest and passion for science is alive and very well in our schools today. You want proof? Then check out this year's winners of the Explorer Vision School Science Competition, which is what we're going to do right now with the help of former NFL player and NASA astronaut Leland Melvin. Thanks for being here today, Leland.
Hey, Chris. It's great to be back, and I'm so excited to be here with some incredible students that have come up with some ideas about something called Cancer Banner to help us with cancer research.
It's just amazing. I was looking at the winner list, too. I mean, you look at the one category for the first place winners, K through 3, they came up with an eye suit, which is basically an inflatable suit if you go into the water that's based on artificial intelligence. I was thinking back to what I was learning back in kindergarten, first, second grades. I mean, I was still working on multiplication tables at that point.
I was telling them I was pushing, like, blocks in mud when I was that age, you know. But, you know, it tells us a lot about the students that we have today. And this program is so incredible because it's reached over 400,000 students over the last 27 years. And these students today are doing incredible work that could maybe be picked up by some pharmaceutical companies or other researchers to help save lives.
What also shows, too, we always look to the next generation, as it's called. When you look at these kids, are any representation of, well, not even a majority of kids their age, but at least an appreciable number, then we're going to be in pretty good hands when the future comes around.
Yeah, I mean, I think about, you know, over this period, 400,000 students. This year, there were 4,000 teams with 12,000 students just this year alone. And so if you take those numbers, and these students are going to be inspiring other students because they're getting a paycheck. They're getting a check for doing this research and being creative and coming up with these ideas. So I'm really inspired and motivated by their work.
Some of the ideas: genetically modifying bacteria to reduce greenhouse gases, a cure for chronic hepatitis B virus infections, allergies, or an effective a roofing alternative to counter carbon dioxide. This isn't the, you know, we used to think of the science fairs as the baking soda volcanoes. This is a long way from that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was the Stone Age. That's back when we were back there, right?
I think so.
But, so, you know, Ernest is here. He can tell you a little bit about what Cancer Banner is all about and how they came up with the idea.
Yeah, come on in. Talk about what you got going here.
Hi. So first off, thanks so much for having us on New York Radio, and we're really excited to be here. Our project is Cancer Banner, which we envision will be a revolutionary medical graphene patch that will alleviate the side effects of chemo radiation, including peripheral nerve damage and blood cell count deficiency.
So how did you place this as your point of focus when you got involved with the – did you have the interest before you entered the Explorer Vision, or was this something you explored and arrived at as this is something we wanted to work on?
Hi. So the four of us are in the research program in our high school, and we're all seniors. So we've been doing our personal research projects since about 10th grade, sophomore year. And I personally study cancer therapy. My teammate Caroline studies graphene. Roseanne studies DNA nanostructure. And Ernest studies lipid nanoparticles.
And you're Dia, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, my name is Dia. And we put together basically all the knowledge of technology and that we have. And we kind of identified this problem and used our past research to create a model to hopefully 20 years in the future solve this problem.
This has been a study with great advances for spinal cord injuries. Was there any cross-reference that you guys did with that work and what you were looking at to do?
What's interesting is that we originally came up with our idea not with the spinal cord injury, but actually with diabetes. So we saw that there was a graphene patch that they were using treat diabetes and sense glucose in the sweat. And we were thinking, how can we use this as a cancer treatment that's both non-invasive and sensitive to the body's needs?
You both can take turns answering this one. What is it about science that most interests you? Is it for career direction or what you could wind up giving, at least in theory, back to humanity through the work that you do?
For me, I was really interested in science due to its potential. So originally in eighth grade, I learned about genetic engineering and the ability to just change lives. And I thought to myself, wow, if like we could actually apply this and if this was deemed like very safe and ethical, then it could like save hundreds of lives. And I really thought that was amazing. And that made me sure that I wanted to go into science.
And how about your partner there?
So I originally started my research in graphene because I was interested in material sciences. I didn't actually realize its implications in, like, biology and medicine until later, and that's what really got me into science and, like, how it can help people.
So my name is Dia once again, and I personally, I've seen throughout my family the negative impacts, actually, of chemo radiation therapy, and I've seen the side effects really present in my grandfather, actually, so that kind of prompted my me wanting to pursue cancer research, so I work on that as my personal project and also with this Explore Vision team.
I personally studied lipid nanoparticles and their use in neuroscience research before I came to this Toshiba Explore Vision project. And what really excited about me is that the brain and neuroscience in general, there's so much unknown and mystery, and I kind of carried that intrigue over to our project, and there's so much excitement about what we're studying here today.
We're talking with Leland Melvin, former NFL star and NASA astronaut, along with some of the winners from this year's Explore Vision School Science Contest from Jericho High School in Jericho, New York. You can learn more about this contest competition at explorervision.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. We'll take the same order again with the four of you. What would you say to encourage a peer, someone of your age, to get involved in science, to explore more about what potential is for themselves as well as what through science can bring about?
Well, I'd say that as long as you have an interest in something, it doesn't necessarily have to be like mainstream science, like but as long as you find something that you think is really interesting, you should go for it and, like, enter science competitions such as Explore Vision, because, honestly, you meet a lot of new people in the way and you learn, like, collaboration skills and you might find another interest that I think really makes these competitions worth it. Hi. So what I think is really cool about Toshiba is that students get the chance to sort of dive into something new, and that's really important because you shouldn't be afraid to explore outside of the bounds of our knowledge and think of something new that people may not have thought of before. So that's really what Toshiba is about.
Yeah, I think that another amazing thing about this competition is that it's very interdisciplinary. So I think that in the emerging field of science, it really requires, like, you know, the combination of different disciplines and field of science to really find cures or to find solutions for problems we see facing society today. For example, we chose cancer therapy and its negative side effects. So.
Yeah, and I agree with everything my teammates have said. And going back to something Leland touched about before, I think science is really the future of where we're really heading at to make society a better place and a better world for everybody.
Excellent, guys. And bring Leland back in on this. Now, one of the answers, Leland, that one of the winners gave was that they had a personal connection to what they were looking at. That's very common in science, isn't it? Someone has been personally impacted by something. They either launches them into a career in science for that specific purpose, or if they're in that element, that's what they start gearing for and directing their efforts toward.
Yeah, and I mean, lots of times, you know, someone will see the pain and suffering that's happening in their family and want to become a doctor or become you know, the person that can help alleviate that pain or suffering in the home. And I think that that's something that sometimes people don't even think that they can be an agent to make that change in their own family. So I think what Explore Vision does is it helps them see that, hey, you can take this idea, you can make, you know, you can get resources from that, and then the other collaboration, I think that, Dia, what you're saying, more collaborative, this team was working together, but all the other students that they're going to bump into, all the other scientists and engineers, they went to Congress, you know, they're meeting these new people that may fuel their curiosity in a totally different way, but, again, all to help save our humanity, save our planet, save our civilization.
This is a program for grades K through 12. Yes, science and kindergarten. It's a stretch for some of us, but that's the real world of education today. And Leland, I guess the turnkey on this, how do schools get involved with the Explore Vision program?
Students get involved by going to explorevision.org, and you can sign up for the 2019-2020 Explore Vision competition. So get all your listeners out there to go to the website and sign up and be part of this program. It's fantastic.
We put a link up for that as well as for the project from Jericho High School and that great team and what they've explored and what they are potentially going to launch into. It's simply amazing. Science on its own is amazing, but when you see the efforts and the passion that these school youths have for it, it gives you confidence for what is to be for science and for us as a nation of people who give a damn, quite frankly. We've been joined by Leland Melvin, along with the Jericho High School, Jericho, New York winners for this past year's Explore Vision Science Competition. ExploreVision.org is the website. Leland and the team, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you.